WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel, while bombarding central Beirut and moving ground troops into southern Lebanon, still weighing a response to the Iranian missile barrage this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has called for a proportional Israeli response, but here in Israel, there is a growing realization that more of those missiles hit, like the one that destroyed this school, than anticipated. And that is raising expectations for a disproportional response, one that would deter Iran from ever doing this again. That as Israel continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Special counsel Jack Smith in a newly unsealed court filing arguing that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not the official acts of a president, but rather the desperate illegal deeds of a losing candidate. The filing in response to the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 189 people, with many more still missing. 45,000 dock workers still on strike. If it lingers, it could snarl supply chains and raise consumer prices. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. The vice president leads Trump in Wisconsin by 4 points in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says almost 100% of Democrats back Harris.
It's possible that we're overestimating just how loyal Democrats are. But the numbers, as you can see, have been pretty consistent for the last several polls. So there's reason to take them seriously.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Alliant Energy is sending 60 Wisconsin employees to Virginia to help another utility restore power in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Alliant says that crews are helping communities in Southwest Virginia. The voluntary partnership stems from an effort called the Edison Electric Institute Mutual Assistance Program. Both of the candidates for Dane County Executive are touting their experience. Melissa Agard is a state senator who's also served in the Assembly and on the Dane County Board.
We need an experienced leader to ensure that we're taking advantage of the success that we have here in our community and find sustainable, thoughtful paths forward so that we have a more just and equitable community.
Dana Pelabon is a nonprofit executive director who also served on the county board. They debated yesterday at Madison College. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to have to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Venman with very compelling testimony during the first Trump impeachment trial. J.R. Radcliffe with all things sports. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Something else to read from this filing with someone who's anonymized here, Harry, talking about how while tabulating votes on November 4th, P5, person 5, a campaign employee, agent, and co-conspirator of the defendant tried to sow confusion when the ongoing vote count at the TFC Center in Detroit, Michigan looked unfavorable for the defendant, Donald Trump. There, when a colleague at the TCF Center told person 5, quote, we think a batch of votes heavily in Biden's favor is right, person 5 responded, find a reason it isn't. Give me options to file litigation, even if it is. When the colleague suggested that there was about to be unrest reminiscent of the Brooks Brothers riot, a violent effort to stop the vote count in Florida after the 2000 presidential election, person 5 responded, make them riot and do it.
Oh, my God.
Today, no particular reason, would be a very good day to get this fantastic 45 in prison t-shirt. Just, you know, for and giggles, it's stephaniemiller.com. Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning.
Hi. Anything happened overnight?
No, not at all.
Okay. Chris, who says yes. When Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election, he resorted to crime? To try to stay in office, the third line of these efforts was deceit. The defendants and co-conspirators knowingly false claims of election fraud. Who said that?
Astro Jetson.
No, Jack Smith.
No, that was a good guess, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was close.
Sure.
On the scale of wrong, it was not. Okay. I know it. Those of us that marinate do the backstroke in his criminality for years. It's still stunning, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's still, oh my God. It makes you, now I'm re-angry, by the way, about 2000.
Yes, because Brooks Brothers.
And
yes.
The Supreme Court. And you just realize how ridiculous the Supreme Court ruling is. I mean, this is so damning. Our legal lad, Tristan Snell, it's just to, you know, condense for you. Aide, there will be violence if we keep doing this. Trump, make them riot. Do it. Aide, we don't have evidence of voter fraud. Trump, the details don't matter. Aide, VP Pence has been moved to a secure location. Trump, so what? I mean, don't you hope when he goes to prison, Pence says so what? I mean, it's just a dream. It's just a dream I have.
Maybe he'll finally come out and support Kamala Harris.
So what? He's still a rock star?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Going all pink on our ass, uh-huh. Right? I don't even know where to start with this whole Katie Fang with some great stuff. on Threads. Jack Smith carefully walks through why Trump's interactions with Mike Pence do not constitute immunized conduct because they were interacting in their private capacities as running mates exactly. when these occurred. I mean, the fact that Judge Shutkin has to thread this needle mm-hmm. of such obvious criminality, though, overturning a free and fair election is not
official duties.
And by the way, someone else made that point. I've always said that makes it worse. Not you shouldn't be immune. It makes it worse if it's an official act. I mean, okay, yeah, Golden Gate Blonde said the galling thing about all this new info from the Jack Smith filing is that he carefully tries to show Trump did it outside of his role as POTUS so it's able to be prosecuted. But this type of behavior should be considered more egregious and more eligible for prosecution when someone is president, not less, SCOTUS.
That's like when cops do something wrong, they should be held at a higher standard. I'm sorry, they just should.
Yes, yes. Blah, blah, blah. Hang on, Tristan Snell, again, remember when I said the immunity decision from SCOTUS might become the worst thing ever for Trump politically, a case of be careful what you wish for, because it would mean devastating evidence of Trump's January 6th crimes coming out right before the election? Yeah, that. He has nobody to blame but himself.
Yep.
This is where, finally, Carmela is coming. Because, right, he delayed this. This is his usual tactic, delay, delay, delay. If you're innocent, you want to get the trial, prove your innocence, get it. Could have been done a long time ago.
Yep.
This is not election interference. This is you, the consequences of you trying to delay this over and over. I'm not ready for that yet. I know you're ready to.
I don't want
you to be tense.
Well,
we'll get to that. Maybe at the end of the.
I don't want you to make fun of me on the air for being too slow. So I'm ready.
Grandpa, as long as you can still eat corn when it's all mushed up. Yeah. Jeff Tiedrich, there's a reason they call Jack Smith the man who convicts the war criminals at The Hague.
Yep.
Okay. Scott Dworkin, one thing is clear from this Jack Smith filing is Trump is a traitor who should never be president again. He should be in prison, period. I mean, if this isn't on top of everything else, right? I don't... Really? Undecided voters? Are you still like...
They don't marry
you. Want the filet mignon or...
Glass.
Flaming hot gobs of Satan's vomit. How is the steak cook? Okay, that's an old joke. Everyone's done that joke, but still. Oh, I need to do a vegetarian version. Would you like the delicious Beyond Burger or the white hot gobs?
They're good.
Satan's flaming vomit.
Kale?
No.
Wait, didn't you go to a
people might choose Satan's vomit over kale, but I love kale personally.
I would choose Satan's vomit over kale.
I like kale. It's
See,
yummy.
You're what's wrong with America.
Why?
Okay.
Can you go to a vegan restaurant that you liked?
Yeah.
Chris, who said at its core the defendant's scheme was a private criminal effort?
Elroy Jepson.
No, you know what? That obviously Jack Smith. See, this is how I spoon-feed information to my baby chicks.
Okay, all right.
He is your elder, young lady.
Hmm?
Chris is your elder.
Yes, true. He's my adult supervision.
Yeah, that's it.
Again, Tristan Snell, for those of us not lawyers in the audience, he said Trump was not acting in his official capacity. He was acting as a candidate and a criminal conspirator aiming to destroy the government he had sworn an oath to defend. He must stand trial like any other citizen. No one is above the law. And to reiterate about the timing, Covey says this is not an October surprise. Jack Smith wanted this case to go to trial before the election. Mm-hmm. Trump kept delaying it so he can stay over there on Truth Social and rant all he wants because he has no one to blame but himself. Wow, was there a full poopy diaper alert at Mar-a-Lago last night?
And he was over 30 days before the election, so it is definitely within DOJ guidelines.
Yeah, go talk to James Comey about it.
Thank you.
And the Hillary, by the way, which again, was a nothing burger. If you read any of this file, this is not a nothing burger. The Hillary thing, a nothing burger, right? And every poll showed that that was the whatever you want to call it. Cherry on top of all the Russian interference and WikiLeaks and all of that. Okay. Sorry, I was talking amongst myself.
Yeah, what was
I didn't
that?
Even you bother were. Asking you to.
Okay.
We could have chatted.
Rutabaga, Rutabaga, Rutabaga.
Chris, who said?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yes?
Uh-oh.
The defendant asserts he is immune from prosecution for his criminal scheme to overturn the 2020 presidential election because he claims it entailed official conduct. Not so.
Jack Skellington.
No, that would be... Cool. Y'all, you're getting closer every
like
day.
No. My Jack Skellington fell down because the cats were playing the other day.
Okay. Smith argued his filing with adequate redactions to protect sensitive materials was appropriate considering the public interest in a criminal case involving a man who could become their president within months. Thank you. If anything was ever in the public interest, it's this.
Yes.
And it's why everyone is like, why is he not in prison already? How would he possibly be allowed to run again? And everyone know, I mean, what did they just, they interviewed like every, I don't, what do you call it, prosecutor ever, uh-huh. Republican, Democratic, back since Reagan, and they all are terrified, mm-hmm. knowing that he will, there will be no more rule of law in the United States. He will make all of the cases, obviously, yep. against himself go away, yep. and he will prosecute anybody he perceives as an enemy, mm-hmm. sans any evidence yep. or crime. Mm-hmm. Together they've served every president since Reagan. An overwhelming majority of our respondents told us they are alarmed about Trump's potential impact on the Justice Department, many to a degree they don't think public conversation reflects. 42 of the 50 former officials says it was very likely or likely that a Trump second term would pose a significant threat to the norm of keeping criminal enforcement free of White House influence. No kidding. Some conservatives, as well as liberals, said an extremist president in general, and Trump in particular, was the biggest threat they saw to the rule of law.
Yep.
I mean, you know how they always, I feel like we've cried wolf too many times. This is the most important election in our lifetime. Where's my air raid siren? Because this is it. That was all just rehearsal. Those of us in Hollywood understand that was rehearsal. This is the real deal. I mean, everything, the rule of law, democracy, it's not, yep. nothing is hyperbole, right?
Not anymore.
Normally, people that engage in hyperbole.
They're worse than Hitler.
Right, but not now.
No.
There is no such thing as, hyperbole has officially been canceled.
I've been told.
All right, give me 18, some more Brianna Keeler.
What do you think about these kinds of details and what this is going to mean in this case?
They are incendiary, but it's not just what it means in the case. It's what it means in the campaign. Trump filed a very strident brief yesterday telling the court, please don't release any of this. It will harm me in the election. And Chutkan, without hearing anything further, went ahead and did it. And you have 90 pages here of chapter and verse. As you're saying with person five, the race will be on who is who. It may be John Eastman who was working up there, or it may be Ken Chesbro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harry Lippmann. Oh, by the way, we have, well, you know, the bat signal is a giant B in the sky.
It
we
is.
Put up a giant L when we need a legal ladder lady because
yeah.
there's breaking news. They're all usually on TV,
right
so
now.
It's difficult to reach
They're
them.
They're all right now on television.
So we will just put up the L. Sometimes, you know how, like, you catch stuff in a trap that, like, because sometimes lesbians come and we no
right
not
different
that
L word.
No we need legal letter legal
different
lady.
L word completely
it's different time
L
for
word.
You it's like, you know, when you get a boot and a tire and, you know, you're trying to catch, you know, salmon or something.
Sure.
Yeah, no, lesbians, not you,
not today.
I mean, not today,
unless you're a lesbian lawyer,
right? I mean, if you're hot, there's an exception, but anyway, my point is there's
hot.
An L in the sky for any legal letter lady that's listening. Call us. Okay,
but only hot ones.
Like L for Lippmann. Here he is.
Oh, okay.
They give their theory, starting on page 90, for why Mike Pence should be admissible, even though the Supreme Court mentioned the possible immunity there. They say the assumption of immunity is rebutted because Pence is basically acting as a president of the Senate. A legislative role, yep. and the executive branch or the president has no role saying who should open votes and who shouldn't. So that's their very important argument about Pence, which will now be joined. But the big fact of this today, I think, is that it happened. The mm-hmm. genie is out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very exciting. Harry, are you up down there in San Diego?
I don't think he's awake
Call
yet.
Us.
I think he was on late last night. Okay. I mean, most of the
Oh, speaking of hot lady lawyers, I forgot to tell you guys another sad tale of woe about my love life. Because, you know, you always ask me, do you ever meet anyone? So at the big Kamala Harris fundraiser
right.
Sunday,
right?
There was a big couple of fans of mine, they took a, you know, photos
okay.
and such. And so everybody was scrambling to get seats.
Right.
And so they had an extra seat. And they had also befriended a hot lady lawyer. Oh. Cute, you know, cute lawyer. So we really hit it off, and we were chatty, blah, blah, blah. We didn't, Kamala's so great. Cute, chatty, blah, blah. And then this conversation suddenly went to, oh, I froze my eggs, and my boyfriend and I are about to have a baby.
Aww.
See, this is how
this is me.
This is how many of my nights start out. Oh, hot lady lawyer.
Your gaydar is
really she
bad.
Really likes me. Oh, right. We're really hitting it. Frozen eggs, boyfriend.
Your gaydar is
really
bad.
Yeah, why didn't your gaydar pick up on this?
No one I've ever dated looks gay. How do you know, for God's sake? Sometimes you get a boot and a tire in your net when you're looking for tuna.
What?
I don't know.
No, I got it. That, you know, sometimes, you know,
everything
you
goes into
cast,
yeah, everything goes into slow still. Motion. Boyfriend.
Whoa.
Frozen eggs.
Spilled wine on the carpet.
No. No. That's how most of my evenings end. Okay.
You know some hot lady lawyers. Why can't you have those hot lady lawyers hook you up with other hot lady lawyers?
Oh, shut up. 20 minutes after the hour. Listen, I'm
going to
get my happiness. You know what my happiness is going to come from? A jailed Trump. That's right. I know it's late, but we'll just hear a little bit of it. That's
right. Happiness is a jailed Trump jumpsuit. When I see you,
I see
in
you.
The pen,
you
wear that jumpsuit. Orange is the new orange. I know your tiny fingers walk beyond the it's a jail Trump and your happiness. Is a jail, yes it is.
Oh.
Here
comes. Trump. Oh God, I have such concern for Rocky Mountain Mike's balls. I mean, do you know how many high notes he hits for you, America? That cannot be easy.
We played yesterday?
Ooh.
It was, I forget.
Yeah, that was one where he hit a
Waltz is our man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where he was doing his Frankie Valli.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got a ball vice like nobody's business over there in North Carolina. Uh-huh. Ooh. Okay, 21.
He showed it to us.
Yeah, I saw him hit an E flat above high C once.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I do.
Jody's a singer. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? I am fueled by that and the prospect of Trump in jail. It puts so much pep in my step. No. I want to be happy and healthy and have tons of energy to watch the whole downward spiral. So you've heard me talk about it. It's because I love it. Strawberry lemonade flavor. That's my favorite. I don't like the
grassy stuff.
The green ones. I don't like it. It don't taste good.
That's grody.
Okay, this is right. It's like a delivery system for kids.
Yeah.
Strawberry lemonade, yay! And then you sneak in the 10 supplements, your probiotics, your prebiotics, your energy stuff, stuff for your gut, stuff to nourish your body, to boost your energy, to help you feel more youthful. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements are not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
You gotta laugh, or you just cry all day, wouldn't you? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, cbdistillery.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you can apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh my goodness. Wow, the bassinet was very baby monitor kept me up all night. I don't know about you guys. Here's my new Trump impression. Okay. Hang on, here we go. Because it was a full poopy dough diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Whiny, poopy, diaper, baby, night.
Yep.
Just this.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Ketchup bottles.
That's what I heard in my mind.
Okay, so we can just avoid having to hear
read
him.
That. Or... We have audio, too.
Didn't we? We have to? No.
No.
Let's just stick with this. That's ketchup.
That's the ketchup.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's our Foley.
It's radio, everybody.
This is what we do.
It's theater of the mind, everybody. Okay.
Write it down.
Yes. Trump reacted furiously to a criminal indictment. We're just Foley all morning, everybody.
Nothing but Foley.
Yeah. Okay, I guess this would be a statement from the Basil Nose.
Computer 13.
Foley and the Bear in the morning.
There you go.
The release of this falsehood written unconstitutional J-Sit brief immediately following Tim Walz's disastrous debate performance. Really? Because people are saying he won at this point. You know what? Always give it a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His favorables are 20 points higher than J.D. Vance, which is exactly what we said. Oh, my God. Even Fox News said Walz won the debate. Okay, we'll get to that. In 33 days before the most important election in the history of our country. Oh, it's all just the caps on the...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good boy. Okay.
There's another obvious attempt by the Paris-Hayden regime to undermine and weaponize American democracy and interfere in the 2024 presidential election. That deep state is totally freaking out. I'm not freaking out. You are.
You are. I'm not crying. You are.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say not enough people are aware those jobs are in the pipeline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Bail is increased to $1 million for a man accused of killing his wife in Dodge County. Zachariah Rash was in court this week. He's accused of first-degree homicide and hiding a corpse in the death of Crystal Rash in June. Her body has never been found, but bones and a tooth were found at a burn site at Rash's property in Clyman. He faces life in prison if he's convicted. He's due back in court November 5th. The makers of Monopoly are looking for Madison businesses and nonprofits to be a part of a special edition of the popular board game. Madison will be the first Wisconsin city to get its own version of Monopoly. Developers are taking suggestions about which businesses, nonprofits, and landmarks should appear on the game. They're keen on places that have credibility, community engagement, and have been around a long time. Monopoly Madison Edition will also have customized community chest and chance cards. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The John and Gordy Show.
Crazy people appear before the school boards, and they started banning books, right? The book, she says, featured one kiss. The mysterious woman appeared before a school board in Texas and claimed that this is the kiss that turned her into a debilitating porn addict.
It's been a hell of a kiss.
After reading the Scholastic book, she looked for other books that gave me pleasure. That is a quote.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
We know
know that Special Counsel Jack Smith had filed court documents calling your actions in the aftermath of the 2020 election, quote, a private criminal effort. Can you respond to that?
He's a deranged person. I call him Deranged Jack Smith. He just lost the big documents case. That was the biggest of them all. They said the documents case, and they said that was the toughest of them all. Let me tell you, we just won it, and it was won strongly and completely, and it was a total victory in Florida. And he is a person who is trying, and he works for Kamala, and he works for Joe. This was a weaponization of government, and that's why it was released 30 days before the election.
But wait, there's more. That was the ketchup. Here we go.
And it's nothing new in there, by the way. Nothing new. They rigged the election. I didn't rig the election. They should have never allowed the information to come before the public. But they did that because they want to hurt you with the election. It's pure election interference to get an incompetent person like Kamala. She's grossly incompetent. She's more incompetent than Biden to get these people elected.
You're having too much fun with your boss. Hey, welcome to Foley and everybody in the morning. Foley and Company in the morning, everybody. Can I just tell you what made me so happy? Fellow radio nerd Bob Seska said, Happy Rocktober. You know how many times I've had to say, Happy Rocktober, everybody? Yeah. From WCMF Rochester. Happy Rocktober! 105.9, Chicago's classic rock. It's Rocktober.
When I worked at Camel Country, we had to say Hump Day instead of Wednesday.
Oh, did you?
Because of a
like
camel.
That annoying commercial?
Yeah, like a camel.
What was the station, Camel Toe?
Camel Country 108.
Oh, not Camel Toe.
No.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Our slogan was grab a hump and hang on.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, guess who was the first guest in Rocktober? There we go. Yeah.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Were you working at Camel Toe before or after you had to do the balloon arches?
That's where I did the balloon arches was at Camel Country 108.
Were those balloon arches at the Rocktoberfest celebrations?
Yes. Hello. nobody rocks a pair of lederhosen like you do, Carl. I've seen you at Oktoberfest.
I just saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Just saw that.
Carl, it is, the rest of the baby statement, Trump is dominating the election cycle, leading in the polls.
No.
And radical Democrats or the deep state are totally freaking out. Okay, so I think it's good that he lives in some deluded bubble where Kamala Harris is not ahead in all the national polls and all the swing states. But it's hard to underestimate how devastating this filing is, even for those of us that have, as we always say, marinated in this for years, right?
Yes, but I think it's also dangerous that he lives in that bubble because we know that he doesn't live in that bubble in the real world, right? This is his public persona about the election. We know that his polling shows the same thing that a lot of his public polling shows, a tight race where Harris is ahead in key swing states and nationally. But he can't say that because he's currently setting up a system, you know, talking points about why the election was stolen from him again. So if he acknowledges that the race is close or that she's leading him in any way, it'll be harder for him the day after the election to begin undermining those results in states and nationally.
I mean, to your point, Carl, that is one of the most damning things in this filing is what we already knew is he knew he lost.
Yes.
This whole defense that he's trying to, but he knew. He was told by all the conversations with Mike Pence, on and on. But, and like we keep saying, the only reason it's now is because he's the one that has been delaying this, right? And thinking that... go ahead.
Well, the idea that there's nothing new in here. I mean, we now know that what we probably assumed, that when they saw it, when they were watching television and saw the rioters descending on the Capitol, he said, so what?
Yeah. Yeah. How about hanging Mike Pence? Yeah. By the way, Joe Walsh, our buddy, our pal, who's campaigning with Kamala this week. Liz Cheney is going to be appearing with her.
That's right.
That's amazing.
In Wisconsin.
That's amazing.
Joe Walsh said, by the way, the evidence for the crimes Trump committed trying to overthrow the election is outlined in Jack Smith's filing. Didn't come from Democrats. The evidence came from Republicans, came from people who worked for Trump, came from Trump loyalists. Don't forget that. That's what's so damning. It's all Republicans. I mean,
these losers who can't keep a secret.
So Let's talk about conventional wisdom. Dean Obadala said Tim Walz knew what he was doing in the debate. While most polls have it a draw on the winner, on likability, Walz won hugely, which helps the ticket. CNN poll had Walz at a 23-point boost in favorability ratings from 14 to 37. CBS poll 8-point jump with 60% now viewing Walz favorably. And that's what we were saying. For those of us, you know, in the base, we wanted, like, slash and burn. And but that's not who he is. It turns out he's Minnesota nice, and that's what people like. Right?
Well, yes, and, you know, this whole notion that J.D. Vance won it somehow or whatever, let's remember kind of the optics coming into the debate, right? So Walz was going to be compared to his running mate, who did exceptionally well in her debate.
This is true.
And so, like, there was already a high hill to climb in terms of performance, right? And a different style entirely. J.D. Vance, on the other hand, had to perform better than a piece of bologna that's been left on the sidewalk for a week and a half.
and he is a better liar, I'll give him that. Yeah. But Amy Siskind also, Walz did what he needed to do and more. He moved his favorable rating up to 60%. He brought J6 back front and center. He moved undecided voters to Harris. There isn't a single gotcha video of him today. Just goes to show once again how out of touch the majority of our media pundits and some pollsters are. And that's exactly what we were saying.
Well, and you look at the focus groups that they showed, you know, what Walz was really good at was picking the issues that are most important to the swing voters that are still up for grabs. And if you look at the focus groups that the various outlets had, if anybody changed their mind or came to a conclusion about who they were going to vote for, it was Harris and Walz as a result of those performances.
Yeah, I mean, that says it all, doesn't it? You've been a campaign strategist forever. Favorability ratings after the debate, Walz 60%, Vance 40%. I mean, it kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Ruth Pundit said, to me, the moment in the debate last night that truly matters is what Vance said to the moderators. The rules were you guys weren't going to fact check. That's it. It gives the game away. It's all lies. Every effing word out of their smarmy bitch mouth. I just wanted to say smarmy bitch mouth.
Well, I mean, but yeah.
That was my first band.
You also have to think of what comes next, right? And so, you know, J.D. Vance also improved his numbers. They're still underwater, but he also improved his numbers. Because of Walz's strategy of not being too negative or attacking.
Yeah.
He didn't have to bring up all the crazy things that Vance has done just in this election, because he knew that it's only a matter of time, tick tock, tick tock, until Vance does something equally crazy that reminds people about the cat and everything else that he said that has so turned them off.
Yeah. Everybody said Ted Bundy was really charming.
He was. That's how he got people lured
into the van. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. John Cooper said, my neighbor's 25-year-old daughter just now. Vance was slick, but I didn't trust what he was saying. He lied about wanting to ban abortion nationally. Walz struck me as a regular guy. I like that he didn't talk down to me. Most of all, he respects women. That's enough for me. And that seemed to be a lot of the focus groups, right? I mean, I love the one on Fox News. They were like, what?
Well, you know it's bad on Fox News when they can't stay with the focus group for very long because it's not giving them what they want them.
Well, the Harris campaign did a clip of, I think, was it a Ducey or I don't know which one it was. But, you know, and they literally can hear the shock in his voice. He's like, well, they're saying that Walz won the debate. It's like, yes, regular people liked Walz, right?
But we didn't tell them to think that. What does this mean, though? The VP debate is not going to move the needle much.
Right.
I think it obviously could if Walz were to have done a bad job, but he didn't. So maybe we'll get a little bit of a bump out of this with a very specific segment of the electorate. But we are now at this point where all that's left is everybody getting out and knocking on doors and making phone calls and donating a little bit of extra money, because that's what we can control in these last days of the election. We can only control what we're capable of doing.
Yeah. I mean, a couple more. Jessica said, he told the moderators you agreed there'd be no fact-checking because he lied throughout the entire debate. For example, he blamed immigrants for his mother's drug addiction. In his book, his mother stole her patient's prescription medication to feed her addiction. I've mentioned that one before. It's in your book. I mean, it got ludicrous how he was blaming immigrants for everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know there's more to blame for the housing crisis? Your douchebag hedge fund guys or whatever, whoever, you know, than illegal immigrants? Like, you're like, what?
Right. Yeah, it's just sad. It reminds me of, like, a kid who didn't prepare for the test, you know, saying, like, I didn't know there'd be a test. Well, you're in school. Of course there's going to be a test. you know, and if he prepared for the debate in any way, it was, how can I shade the truth and not be completely forthcoming? And then when he was called on it, he didn't like it.
And, you know, it seems to me you learned this early on in politics, is people smell authentic and they smell phony, you know. And Anna Navarro said, J.D. Vance is an able shapeshifter. He's been a hillbilly, a Hollywood elite, a never-Trumper, a Trump sycophant, demeaning of women, a bigoted liar. He's been consistent at being slick. Yesterday, he took the shape of a cordial guy discussing policy. But, you know, based on...
You know, it's interesting that they're calling him a shapeshifter, because I think a Republican congressman tweeted yesterday a photo that had been digitally altered to give him a stronger jawline.
Yes, and he was thinner. I mean, you know, I always think it's interesting, too. I mean, I will die mad now over the reporting on Joe Biden. When, first of all, him not doing, Dean Obadala, why isn't the corporate media reportedly slamming Trump for refusing to do a second debate with Harris and canceling his 60 Minutes interview? If Harris did all that, we'd hear from corporate media slamming her, but with Trump, we hear not a peep. And yesterday, a very confused Trump confuses Kim Jong-un with the president of Iran and claims Kim Jong-un is trying to kill me. I mean, I don't know if you saw any of that rally. Isn't that in some ways the biggest story of this election? Is he is completely demented and incoherent. Hal Sparks thinks he is drinking now.
I think so, too.
I know he's never been a drinker.
I think he is, too.
I know I've started drinking more.
Know, what's truly sad is that he can do something like that, and then the headline in the New York Times will be, Trump sharpens focus on immigration.
Right. That's what I mean. It's just it is hysterical to me that clearly his campaign is scared of him being in any forum, a debate with Harris, a regular interview on 60 Minutes.
Anymore.
What's that?
Fox News won't even run his rallies entirety.
Mm-hmm. And he gets upset about that.
So, look, we have to continue to do what we need to do to turn out our voters and convince people to come to our side. I think part of that is educating the public about the absolutely insane things that he says at these rallies. Because if we don't do it, nobody else is going to.
Yeah. You know, I think it was Mika Brzezinski this morning saying that, you know, Kamala surrogates whoever need to go on Fox News or into right-wing media because they're not hearing about the January 6th case.
That's not where they're going to find swing voters. So, yeah. Interesting.
I don't have the Constitution for it anymore. Pete Buttigieg is going to have to do it all because I don't have the...
Going on Fox News is like Pete Buttigieg, but the Pete Buttigieg on Fox News is really just about making the base proud of a Democrat holding their own and making Fox News listen.
Well, let me ask you then, where do you go for swing voters? Because it seems like Tim Walz really did move the needle with those voters, which is who we needed. That's what we were saying. It's like, he could have done more slice and dice, and those on the base, we'd be like, but that's not right.
Moments in a campaign for president that truly matter for the swing are the conventions and the debates. Right. And Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have had a grand slam in each one of those instances. And so when swing voters finally make a decision, and many of them don't make decisions until the very end, that will have had a huge impact on them. Additionally, the messaging that the campaigns carry in their rallies and their ads, et cetera, also have a big impact on them. And so when you see Harris and Walz talking about an opportunity economy and bringing costs down on groceries and prescription drugs and gas and everything else, that is messaging zeroing in on voters who are undecided, who are swing voters, who say the economy is most important to them, who don't feel like a lower unemployment rate or inflation is impacting them, but those other cost things would. And so they're playing it very smart. That's the message in their ads are almost entirely about issues that will motivate these voters to come to their side. You look at the Trump ads and you're not getting that message. And of course, you don't get any message out of a Trump rally.
Yeah. Well, you get gibberish, a lot of gibberish. There's a sale on gibberish. There's a going out of business sale on gibberish.
Sure.
Yeah, if you need some.
Well, the deranged guy from the street corner on the stage is essentially
Okay, Bob Seska and Carl Fisher are doing a hilarious skit at LA Sexy Liberal. I could say, okay, it's going to be super fun. Yeah. November 2nd with the president, Martin Sheen, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, yeah. Representative Adam Schiff, whose team had a lot of questions. I think we answered all of them. Glenn Kirshner, yeah. And, you know, all the home team will be opening up the show, Chris and Jody, and Bob Seska and Carl Frisch. I can't tell you.
I'll do my Chewbacca impression before Mark Hamill says, okay.
Yes. Yeah, he loves that.
Please, whip it out. Whip it out, Carl.
The entire deck will do that.
All right, we love you. Get those tickets. Yes. They're going to sell out. SexyLiberal.com. Right. We love you.
Mwah. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
I'm really excited about my comforter.
Is it coming?
I'm going to get a comforter.
Yay.
I'm saying it really quiet.
Shh.
It's so, you know why?
Why?
I know my Catholic guilt is kicking in because it's so much luxury.
Yeah, there's a lot of
luxury.
It makes
me feel like a queen. I have my Cozy Earth pajamas, my Cozy Earth sheets, my Cozy Earth duvet cover. It is unbelievably soft. They get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love the breathable temperature regulating quality. The Cozy Earth Women's Stretch Net Bamboo Pajama Set. OMG, they hang just right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're well hung. They hang just right. They keep you cool and cozy all night long. There's new puffy sheep slippers. They're not sheep. They're just
right.
Made of... Yeah. Okay. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. There is something for you at CozyEarth.com. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use that code Miller up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in that post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any, dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking. It's inconsistent at best.
You're you're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Nirvana's Nevermind was partially produced here in Madison at Smart Studios by Butch Vig.
Butch Vig, I met him. I actually was working at Ward Brot at the time, and he came in and rented a piano. The suits at Ward Brot didn't want to rent them, you know, because they looked like grungy.
Did you vouch for him?
I did. I vouched for him, and I stuck my neck out and said, these guys are all right. Let's rent them a piano.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have made that album without me.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm just going to say it again because I like it. This is this hour is brought to you by my precious and her precious.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is precious. Hi, Jody Hamilton, new about Credo Mobile. It's like 20 years ago.
Yep.
She's a woman a good 20 years ahead of her time. Okay. Are you the type of person that tries to make good choices when you shop, right? You think about how things are made, try to buy local, buy organic, avoid generating lots of plastic waste, fair trade, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Quality media, hello, hi,
hi.
I'm Quality Media. Nice to meet you. Okay. Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. They donate to all the causes that you love, right, that are after your own heart, like Rainforest Action Network, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. That's important. Competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and an effective way to make a difference in the world, even a little teeny tiny. Switching is so easy. Just bring your current phone and your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. Type in STEPH25 or call us 877-346-0516. Marie in Atlanta, our lady lawyer.
You have a lawyer.
A lady lawyer has called.
Yes.
Hi, Marie.
I saw the L in the sky, and I'm not a lesbian, so I figured
you better be a lawyer if you're not a lesbian. Go ahead.
So I looked at the Jack Smith filing, and let's talk about strategy. First of all, Trump's whining and complaining about how this is election interference. Mm-hmm. Well, you know those three SCOTUS judges he's so proud to have appointed?
Right.
They're the cause of his problem. So just saying. The thing about this filing...
Go ahead.
The thing about this filing is that it has the effect of making it more difficult for SCOTUS to put a thumb on the scale for Trump. They're going to have to be a whole lot more discreet about that.
Okay.
And the other thing to think about is that this filing is the Hail Mary pass. Remember, he's putting all of this evidence out for public view.
Yeah.
If one of the witnesses testifies in a way that deviates a simple word, just like, you know, how they're going after Tim Walz over the difference between weapons in war or weapons of war. Mm-hmm. If there's a slight deviation, that opens an opportunity for them to question the validity or the credibility of a witness. So this was really Jack Smith putting it all on the line.
Yep. Yep. Baller move, man.
I agree.
Yep. All right. We have Dr. Redliner, we have Dana Goldberg, and we have an L up in the sky for any straight legal ladder lady that is listening.
Yeah.
Lots of L words on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have more from the world of Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.